Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April 3rd, 1951, Barbadians read in the pages of the Advocate of the sterling progress by the police in the establishment of boys' clubs in the island. These clubs were the brainchild of the police department to create social organizations in the villages aimed at the development of the youth and to keep them away from the island's penal system. The good news, featured in the Advocate, was that a fifth such club had been launched in the suburban community of Station Hill, St. Michael. The club, the paper reported, started as an extramural club at the District A police station where boys met and engaged in sporting activities. At the same time, they kept a small kitchen garden. A new two-story building was found for them at Station Hill, big enough to accommodate two age groups, under 12 boys occupying the ground floor and those 12 and over the top floor. Clubs had already been created at Bay Street, Cliff Cottage, St. John, Spice Town, St. Peter, and District C, St. Philip. However, what made the Station Hill Club unique was that a small shop was attached to the clubhouse, facilitating the sale of vegetables from the garden and other articles made by the boys. The Advocate reported that profits from the articles sold in the shop were to be plowed back into the club for the purchase of materials and tools. In an age where boys left elementary school in seventh standard, around 14 years, the activities of the club, such as carpentry, weaving, painting, tailoring, shoemaking, and sports, provided some of the technical skills for entrepreneurial and social advancement. The highlight of the island's newest boys' club on this day, April 3rd, 1951, was a positive development for boys in the densely populated Station Hill community.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.